In episode 226 of the Upland Property Experts podcast, we have the close of the first frost season, like South Lake Tahoe collections reveal, St. Paddy Day's bundles and travel bundles, which I got suckered into, and I know a couple of other us did too. So more than that, stay tuned and find out all the details in this week's
episode. Happy Pot Day!
Yeah.
The Upland Podcast with the property expert. If it's happening in Upland, it's the place you want to check first. With your host, too stupid to win and thank me later. Bringing a strategy, news, and cool charts with all the data. This is Upland, where the metaverse goes down. Genesis, San Fran, or Rio, and all around. Don't miss a week, you never know what they'll say next. It's the Upland Property Experts, baby, UPX.
Welcome, fellow Uplanders, to episode 226 of the Upland Property Experts podcast. We are less than 3 months away from Genesis Week.
Can't wait.
I know. They did post the Genesis Week exhibitor, so if you want to be an exhibitor, applications are open.
We did that last year for UpX World. I still have the banner. It is really cool. And fun. It was a lot of work. I don't know. It was nice because I got to represent like the podcast, and you know, this year I could represent like the collaboration we're doing with Always Be Creating and Snail Pacing. But last year we had like the ninjas kind of like were in our booth too, and we were representing a bunch of things. But I would imagine a lot of those people are getting their own boost this year, so I'm not as fussed.
Yeah, they're more
spooky dookies. Is spooky dookies getting a booth?
You know, I guess we'll talk about it now about the G Week exhibition booth. Unless they change the format, I don't think I'll apply because you miss a lot of what's going on because you're segregated from what's going on during Genesis Week. You have the different panels. I don't know how they're situating it.
It was a little bit unfortunate last year. Like, I felt like I missed some of the content because as a vendor. And, like, it was cool, but I don't know how much traction. Like, I don't know. It's interesting. It's just, here's the thing. The people that are attending G Week already know what's happening in Upland. Like, these are the people that have their finger on the pulse for the most part. So it is cool to be able to showcase, especially if you have things that haven't come out yet, if you're new. But, like, I don't know. I mean, I guess it is good for sure. What up, Rockerigo? Also, shout out to Ilium Zohair? For being first.
Yes.
You do get the prize. And also happy Pi Day.
Hey. If you King message Cuddy's
got his popcorn.
If you message me, I'll give you a pumpkin pimp squeak for free for being the first one. Congratulations. Oh. So you do win a prize, you see.
Your prize is we're gonna call you out on the show, like a little shout out. Yeah. But hey, pumpkin pimp squeak, there you go.
But Elliot, please message me in game and let me know with your in game name. Let me know that you get the pump.
Shaq says she's going to start her running, jogging, lifting. I hear you. Bigger, stronger, faster. Start my creatine this week. Oh, man, it wrecked me. It wrecked my stomach so bad. I was clearing rooms with what was coming out of me. It was brutal.
Now,
my girl Zillow, what up?
There were cool booths going on at Genesis Week, but there were a lot of cool panels going on at the same time. And I know people were trying to work, hey, can you kind of man my booth so I can watch this panel? Or, you're trying to talk to people while also trying to listen to one of the panels that was going on. I know last year Upland said that they were going to work on this, but there weren't any key details other than apply and you have till April 7th. Now, there are a few weeks till April 7th deadline to apply. Hopefully in that time frame they do come out with like a little more detail on how it will be structured.
It seems unlikely. Because they would already know that by now. They would already be giving the information that they would have by now, in my opinion. What up, Lily?
Sometimes they just want to get the information out and forget to provide the details. Then they hear wonderful shows like ours, and they're like, oh, yeah, maybe we should do that.
Yeah, I mean, I hope they do. I still might. Again, it's kind of cool, especially if I ended up getting Snail Spacing, who's doing the Always Be Creating. I could get her to man the booth while I did the panels. So,
but I thought you didn't bring sand to a beach.
Yeah, that doesn't really. I know I said that. I should have said that. B, it's not my sand. So, if that makes sense, for
that, yeah, that makes sense.
So, I can bring somebody else. She's somebody else's sand. So it ain't nothing on me.
Yeah. Now, it's a great opportunity to get in front of the people. You know, as you said, the people coming to G Week already are very involved in Upland, have a pulse on it. But they might not be aware of your project. It's another way of, if you're creating a new project, getting something off the ground, you know, like, or even partnering up with somebody that has a booth, like the Ninjas did last year with UpX World. Now the Ninjas are pretty established in the game. They're content creators, you know, they have a following. So I want to see why, if they want a booth, they wouldn't get a booth this year.
They should. If they want a booth, there's no reason they should. I mean, in my opinion, they're one of the top contenders for a booth. I mean, they're as valid as pretty much any other project at this point, independent of themselves. So,
yeah, last year I put in for the podcast for a booth, but you had UpX World, and I was fine with that. And once I saw how it was structured.
Yeah, you were like, all right, deuces, enjoy manning the booth. I'm going to go enjoy the panels.
Yes.
Wait.
No, I did not look at Twitter to see what.
Did a sneak peek Upland dropped on Twitter? Oh, Quantum's got the scoop.
Now you're making me go look and find out. Miles has something for you. But if you haven't got
your tickets, G-Week is the event of the year. I mean, I think that kind of goes without saying, but it's just such an amazing time. Do yourself a favor. Come in a day or two early. Stay a day or two into the weekend.
Is this what we're talking? Red Eye what? Miles over the Earth? Miles has Miles? Something for you?
Oh, what is it?
I don't know.
Is it? Something is coming? I mean, okay.
And I do like that. Upcoming theater experience, Left House. That's always been Left House's thing since he started. And the people that don't know Left House, Left House is amazing. He was one of the early content creators. Oh, something's coming. So something's coming. They're just showing a rotating Earth, and they added to Miles looking over it. All right, they're teasing something big with space. Are we going to learn how Miles was created? The creation of Miles?
Sparklet. I can see Sparklet.
Yeah. But yes, definitely.
Night mode? Oh my god.
They've been asking for 4 years for this.
Oh my god. Like, whatever. Who cares? That does not. Anyway.
Well, you can celebrate it.
Sure, but I mean, that's a hell of a tease for changing it from white background to a black background, y'all. Like,
but yeah, very excited. I'm looking forward to seeing who's going to be there this year setting up booths.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's always a great time. There's usually. You know, the parties are pretty fun. Turn the brightness down on your phone, Zilla. I don't want to hear it. No, I'm kidding. I'm sorry. Wear your glasses. Just wear sunglasses inside at night. Be cool. No, we need to. Okay, okay. Sorry, I had no idea.
What? This has been like a huge community push for years.
No. I get it, but I like it's like one of those things. Like I didn't like. Let's be very honest. It doesn't affect me, so I don't like. It's not high on my radar. So I didn't realize like. I knew people were. I didn't realize they were this like excited about it. I had no idea. Okay, cool. Oh, yeah. Well, then I hope it is dark mode for y'all. Oh yeah, our time change. We have people across some people that didn't do their time change. Yeah, Moon Properties launching. Yeah, right. Dark mode seems great. Is better than Sparklet. There you go.
Oh geez. Wow.
Yeah, like it's not to me. It's a. I mean, again, I don't want to enrage the audience because there was a lot. Like again, I'm pretty good at judging when I say some nonsense, how the audience reacts. If they're like, either quiet, I take quiet as accepting. Like, that's some edgy thing, and I don't really want to agree with it, but I'm not going to disagree with it. Or like, yeah, he's right on. Upland, listen to him. Versus like what just happened with dark mode where everyone's like, excuse me, no, this is super important. Like I have sensitive eyes. I want it. This is important. Like I'll call it when I'm wrong. Upland, get on this dark mode. What the hell are you doing? Obviously the community needs it.
Yes, they've heard that a lot. And it's still aggravating that G-Week's 3 months away though. Less than 3 months now.
I mean, I need time to prepare. I need to start saving some money so I can go play some craps with y'all. Y'all go hard.
Yeah, I need craps players. Last year, the ninjas just loved their blackjack, and Dizzy decided to be too cool for us and not stay at the Sahara, so he wasn't there to throw craps with me.
Is Dizzy staying at the Sahara this year? Yes. There we go. Confirm Dizzy at the Sahara. It's about to go down.
So
I really wanted to play craps. I don't think the Sahara is smoking. It's non-smoking on the floor, isn't it?
Right, it's non-smoking on the floor.
Yeah.
Yep.
Come on. Yeah. Get it, Boulder.
Now, Dizzy and I, the last day, we sat there and we played an automatic kind of craps game. It kind of rolled the dice. It just wasn't the same.
No. You need that live action. You want a bunch of people. I heard it's actually like one of the most like rarest things, like the luckiest thing that's ever happened in any game of chance ever is actually related to craps, where a lady rolled sevens like, I don't know, 173 times in a row or some nonsense. Like, and you can look it up. It's like the most incredible game of chance stat, and this lady rolled sevens like over 100-something times in a row, and it's wild. Yeah, she rolled. Yeah, it was like, and statistically, like the likelihood of that happening is incredibly small. It's like one of the rarest like events that's ever happened in human history. That's how like unlikely it was. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah. Now, looking to play some craps this year, and if you borrow money in a casino, to leave a table doesn't mean you have to waste the rest of somebody's money that you just borrowed.
Look, all I'm saying is every time I saw somebody leave the table, they didn't leave with any chips. I wanted to leave the table. I just assumed I had to get rid of all the chips. Now, the fact that they were chips that you let me have definitely made it a whole lot easier. But, you know,
you're like, I want to go. I'm like, what are you doing? You're like, I got to get, I'm like, that's my money that you're just putting out there.
Well, and the funny thing was like immediately, it was just like, I think I won and yes. It like doubled. It was like, oh, so I had like 2x and you're like, okay, cool. And I'm like, nah, let it ride. Yeah,
you didn't even pull it back. You're like, let it ride. Kale's like, what are you doing? SC Kicker's like, what are you doing? You're like, I want to leave the table. I got to lose it.
I'm trying to leave the table. They won't take my chips. y'all were freaking losing it. That was hilarious.
Yeah, because it wasn't your money.
It definitely helped. Definitely.
Cheese in the house. Here.
We can begin the show now.
Wolf Warner in the house.
What up, party people? Let's go.
Yeah, it's easy to spend other people's money or lose other people's money. Whatever fancy you see there.
So much better. I highly recommend, if you're going to go to the casino and lose money, make it somebody else's. It's way better. It's so much better. So, 10 out of 10 would recommend losing two stupids money. Now, hey, speaking of losing money, you want to talk about the bundles that were for sale?
Yeah. So let's it could have been worse. I'll give it. It could have been worse. So this week, Upland did announce the travel bundle sale.
I'm definitely getting a suite again for sure. Oh my god!
I don't understand.
Disney's gonna light money on fire in the backstage. Oh, there.
Like, if you get a suite again, just get it for one night and then do something small, because it seems like one night, that's the night that you're really like hosting, you know. Friday night's usually the night, or Saturday night you host, but you don't need it for every night.
Don't tell me how to live my life.
Why? You try to tell me how to live mine?
Yeah, but you obviously make a lot of terrible mistakes.
So do you.
I mean, yeah, that's true. That's facts.
So, Upland did announce that they had the travel bundle sale going on, and there were four different packages. Two of them got vehicles. Two of them, they gave you just properties.
A million UPEX out of two bundles? Dang.
Now, here's what I want. This is what I want to know, is the people that bought the bundles after it opened up from the registration for the people that didn't register, how successful were you? Talking to some people, the people that registered got some pretty good deals, and that convinced me, you know?
Yeah, I think like that's what they did. They gave, if you registered, you got all the good stuff, and that way you would go tell your friends, oh my God, go get these bundles. And then we all were like, let's go get these bundles. And then they're like, here's a Fresno property. I'm like, what the?
I did not get a Fresno. I got a San Francisco, a Beverly Hills, a Miami, and a Manhattan. So I can't complain. I got three tier one cities. So I really can't complain out of it.
Quantum good.
Recurrier.
Yeah, that's exactly what I got, Quantum. I got a 5,000 upscore Fresno and a Beverly Hills. Wait, is that an exclusive? Beverly Hills is not exclusive. Oh, you got a Beverly Hills exclusive? I just got a Beverly Hills regular.
So I get a message.
That's what happened. Oh, we have, I think Recurrier's a mole. I think Recurrier's a mole, confirmed. He convinced like 10 other people. He's the... who's the guy who convinced everyone to paint the fence? Tom Sawyer?
Yeah.
Huck Finn?
I don't know. I don't remember far back. But
convincing everybody to go buy these damn packs. Like, look at how lucky I got. We're like, oh, okay. Well, I guess we can do it too.
Recurry hits me up. He's like, Upland USD drops your fire, dude. And he shows me he's got one Sal Salito in San Francisco, California. That's right on. That's like the Golden Gate Ferry terminal in real life. And then I'm like, okay, cool. And it's in a financial district collection. Then he has a Fresno Fire Station number 11. He showed me, and he's like, not done yet. And then he hits me up with a FDR Drive Service Road E, which is like a pier out. So once again, it's like pushing towards that boat theme transportation that they're rolling, and you're just like, geez. And then pretty much he bought all four bundles, spent just about 600 USD. And I'm like, all right, even if I get half that, I'll be happy if I do half of what he did. And I didn't get any collection properties. I can't complain about the cities. You know, I didn't get a Fresno. I didn't get one of the I didn't get a Kansas City or one of the lower tiers. I'm happy with Miami, even though that's a tier three city. It's still Miami. I didn't get a Bakersfield. So I can't complain there. But yet at the same time, some people got really lucky.
Yeah. I mean, it feels so off balance. I mean, I guess that's, I don't know. Like, and here's the thing. Obviously, if we had hit the jackpot, we would obviously be like, this was the greatest thing ever. So like, I recognize like there is a bias of we didn't get very well, but like, it makes me like, go, I don't know. Like, would I do it again? The S4 instead of the ST. Yeah. The 50,000 return. I mean, that's fine. I think, I don't know. It's an interesting way to do it. I think it needs to have like a higher, I would have liked, so I spent 130 USD or whatever that package was. Like, I think that they should say like the minimum value of them would be like, say 250,000 UPEX or something, right? Like, cause you don't like, I don't, what, don't give me a hunt. Like, if I spend 130 USD and you give me 130,000 UPEX worth of property or 140,000 UPEX worth of property that are just randomness, like, here's a Fresno property that is nothing, and here is a Beverly Hills property that is nothing. Like, and I get it. Some people got like insanely lucky. So if you average it out, I'm sure it got way better. I don't know. Like, I almost would have rather they all been like more like between 250,000 in value and 500,000 in value instead of a bunch being at like that 140, 150 value and a couple of them being like millions of UPEX. It's cause it's like the lottery. It's like gambling. I don't really like gambling that much like that, especially not with my own money. If it was your money. Yeah. I would much rather have a smaller window of variation where everybody feels really good about what they got. And some people feel a little bit better and some people like, but everybody feels good. In this, it felt like if you won big, you felt like you won the lottery because you did. And if you didn't, you felt like you paid $130,000 or $130 for, you know, nothing, like properties that aren't going to be at a sell for anything. Like, I'm stuck holding the bag on it. I don't really like that.
Yeah.
So,
and then I was just as bad because then I jumped into our group text. I'm like, bros, look at this. And then I'm like, I'm getting some. And you're like, okay.
You convinced me to get it.
Said, you're like, okay. And then you went out and got some. And then Dizzy was like, I'll get some too.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was definitely one of those situations. Someone has to hold the bag. Yeah, I know. And I think the problem was, and I mean, I don't know, somebody could do the investigation. The people who pre-registered, if all of the good ones, which, you know, historically, I would say if you're going to participate in an Upland event, like buying something, always buy early. Always be one of the first to buy. Because here's the thing. If they're going to mess up, they're going to mess up early. Like, it's going to be the first round of the things. It's going to be the first people to buy it. So if they mess up in your favor, you win. If they mess up against you, they'll compensate you. So there's almost no disadvantage. However, if they mess up where it's an advantage towards the people who got early and you buy later and you kind of get not screwed, but maybe not as advantageous, they're not necessarily going to compensate for that. So, yeah.
Yeah. And I do like the overall concept and I do like how they rolled it out. Why would
you put that on there? Yeah.
No, I was also trying to block the sender, but.
Yeah. I would be, it's curious, like, I wonder how many people aren't, I didn't even think about it, like, not buying the property, because they gave you the UPEX, right?
Right. And I know I did hear some people that got Bakersfield, Fresno. They said they are not not buying the property. Zilla's calling you out.
I am. Because the thing was, I started ripping off my thumbnail, and I was like, shit. I was like, oh man. And then like my finger started to bleed. And so I was like, crap, I need to, hey, what do you call a man with no shins? What do you call a man with no shins?
What?
Tony. Tony?
Yeah.
No shins?
Yeah, Tony.
Yeah. Yeah, again, you barely got shingles. No, Tony. Yeah, way to call. Thanks for calling me out, Zilla. I am. Could you hear that?
Tony. Yeah, the clipping of the nails. At first, I'm like, what are you doing? And then I'm like, oh, he's trimming his nails.
Yeah, no, because again, I started, I hate having any nails. And so like I ripped one and it started to bleed. And I'm real bad about that. And I was like, crap, I need to go trim these right now, or I'll rip all of them off and they'll bleed and it hurts for days. So yes, sorry.
All right. Next we'll get, hold on. Before we do that, I do have a wild sale going on at Spooky Dookies.
Wild sale.
Yeah, buy two, get one free. So if you buy a Coffin Bony Secret or a Shadow of Mourning, you get one free, your choice. You can buy, well, okay, I should change it to one Epic Upex or a Burner. I can't give those away for free, so I either need a Burner or I'll reserve it for you for one Upex. Or you can buy the OG Gravestone or the Harvest Pillar and get one for one Upex or a Burner. And then buy two of the Pumpkin Pipsqueak or the Gravebreaker and get one for one Upex. I should change the graphic and not say free. But either way, sales going on for the next week. Go ahead and hit up any Spooky Dookies in Los Angeles, Chicago, Queens, or London. And of course, you can hit up the Upex Podcast Showroom number 1 in San Francisco, and it has all of them. So cost is ranging anywhere. The Coffin's Bony Secret and the Shadow of Mourning is 20,000 UPEX. The Harvest Pillar and the OG Gravestone are 15,000. And Gravebreaker and Pumpkin Pipsqueak are 10,000 UPEX. You'll just take the free one, please. So, yes. All right. With that, we'll go ahead, and the Upland Racing League is continuing on. We're at the halfway point of the season, and we have the one and only Mass Chef with his pit car radio going on. What's going on, Mass?
Hey guys, can you hear me?
Yes.
Loud and clear.
What is happening? How are we doing this evening?
What's up?
We have a massively exciting racing week coming up tomorrow. I cannot wait. We have a doubleheader going on. We have the Upland Racing League season or race number 4 happening on the Ithaca Run. And then right after that, we have the Upland Racing Series that is happening, the Frost Season Finals for the Champions Series. That is the Pro Stock Series and Series 1 race cars. So, super excited to get on with it for this week. I did want to go ahead and show everybody what we got for the leaderboard so far. Coming into week 4. Put that up there for you.
All right.
So coming into week 4, we have Matt Suter still holding on to the lead. He's had a first and 2 second place finishes in the last 3 weeks to really just tie up that first place spot. San Mahoney just a few points behind with his strong finishes the first 3 weeks. And then KO Ninja sneaking up in there past Metaspook for a third place spot. So he is making his way up the boards. for that. So that's going to be our Ithaca run, race number 4, coming at you tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern time, right before the Upland Racing Series commences. And speaking of Upland Racing Series, we came to a close on that and come up with our semifinal heats. And the way this worked is the odd-numbered finishers 1 through 12, anybody that was an odd number is going to be in heat number 1 with the number 1 qualifying position as the pole. That's Acapropi. Some may remember him from the one of the other previous events that we had. I want to say it was the Upland Overdrive event where he posted a really fast time on one of the tracks and made a name for himself there. He's popped up again here on this one and will be our heat number 1 starter as the first place finisher. And then heat number 2 includes all the even numbered racers that finished in the top 12, with Sheehan Raza being the starter for that one. So pretty excited to get that going tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time or 11 a.m. Pacific. And as I said, we are racing on the Lusail track. Now, this is new. Some of, you know, if you haven't raced any of the Qatar tracks, it used to be called Qatar, and it was pretty much a big giant square. And then a couple of weeks ago, they updated it and brought this one out. This is a behemoth 5.22-mile track. It's the longest track in the Upland currently. It is a monster. It's got 16 turns. It's got a lot of straightaways. There's going to be a lot of jockeying for position. It does look like there's a crossover right there on turn number 3, but it's actually a left-hand turn. And then turn number 12 is also a left-hand turn coming back down towards the finish. So it is a monster track. It takes about, in a really fast car, you can pull it off in about 7 minutes, a little over 7 minutes for the total race. So this thing is just a monster and is going to present some interesting racing tomorrow. So we're pretty excited about that.
And I looked like if you back it up to it, you had some challenges to it. There was some hairpin turns in it, it looks like, along with some sharp 90 degrees. So it's really going to put the racer's driving ability to the test there.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's the one section right there between
7, 8, 9, and 10.
Yeah. 7, 8, 9, 10, and even 11. Going around that section right there it's very tricky. You have to know the lanes. You have to know what the fast lanes are. I'm hoping these guys have put some practice time in on it because it's a really cool track and a technical track.
And it looked like there were a lot of familiar names from the Upland Racing League. Fit racing in that tomorrow.
Yeah, for sure. We've got quite a few of the San Mahoney racing team is in there. A lot of the URL racers are in there. Metashbook is in there. Metsuder, San Mahoney. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. And yes, the max is normally 2.5 miles on a medium track, which is what most of us have out there, but the Lusail track is a large track structure and not a medium track structure. So the max on a large track structure is obviously more than 5.22 miles. So that is now a monument structure. So it's going to be interesting.
Have you raced a go-kart on it?
I have not and will not. That would be like a 45-minute race. Your go-kart's going to run out of gas before it makes it around 21 miles. I can
now
tell
that
you.
Would be funny.
And then who's the sponsor of this week's Upland Racing League?
So Upland, Ithaca Run Track this week is sponsored by AnthologyPuzzles.com, which is the real-life business of TB125, who is a member of the Castle Elite Racing Team. If you haven't had a chance to check them out, anthologypuzzles.com, they are authentic wooden puzzles that are handcrafted with art that is made from local artists that they, you know, they give kickbacks to. They are super cool puzzles. They did a custom puzzle for the Creedmoor Spooktacular last year for that was given away as one of the prizes. Just a fantastic company and really cool. So if you're wanting to get away from the screen for a little bit and do some puzzles, check out anthologypuzzles.com.
Awesome.
And by the way, if you use URL 20 on their website, you'll get a 20% discount.
Oh, dang. Ooh, look at that.
Yeah. Rock on.
Yeah. That's awesome. They give you guys a discount for your participants.
Or listeners. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so that, yeah, that, and I, and TB is, he's been a member of the, Castle Elite team this year, and, he's a great guy. He's a lot of fun to hang around with. We do our team practices usually on Thursdays, except for this week because I was too busy. And he's just a lot of fun, to hang out with and does a really cool business. So, yeah, check him out.
Now that's it. Now that's something that you guys have team practices and the other teams I know are having practices. That's something I don't think a lot of listeners are aware of, that these racing teams have team practices where they go through the courses and yep. talk strategies and they're in communication during their practices.
Yes, for sure. For sure. We usually practice for about an hour a week, maybe a little bit more depending on how we feel about the track when we're done. But, yeah.
That's actually really cool. It makes me want to join a racing team just for that.
Right. And I got one. I've got two announcements that I need to make. The first announcement is here in the last 2 weeks, it's actually not going to be effective until the next URL racing season, which is the Champion Series. With SR1 or the S1Rs, Castle Elite Racing has officially signed Meta Spook, who is the world URL world number one racer right now on the boards. We signed him to Castle Elite Racing for the next season, so we are very excited about that. So congratulations to Meta Spook, and we're happy to have him on the team for the next series. Ooh. When we're ready to race that.
Dope.
Very excited for that one, for sure.
You guys are getting serious. So you have a corporate sponsor, you got a corporate sponsorship, and then I have a feeling, and I'm hearing other people are hitting you guys up to sponsor and other aspects. Yep. You got race sponsors, and now the racing teams are signing drivers to race for them. Now, this is getting like super legit.
It is absolutely 100% super legit, and it is just going to continue to grow and continue to get bigger and bigger, especially now that we have the Upland Racing Series, you know, doing their thing too with the seasons. I think as they continue to make progress and improvements in the racing UI, I think we're going to see a lot more people have a chance to race and get into racing, and I think it's just going to be huge.
So now earlier in the show, we were talking about Genesis Week exhibitors.
Mm-hmm.
Can we expect to see URL with an exhibitor booth this year?
So unfortunately, neither Dak or I are able to make it to Vegas this year. So, yeah, I know. So here we both have work situations that are not going to allow us to make it there. So I work for a college in my real world scenario. And that is the same week that we do our alumni weekend. And so they want me at work when we, you know, collect millions of dollars from the alums. So.
Cheese, you're not having a booth either. I still have my little cheese pieces from your booth. You had a fun booth.
Oh, man, I missed the cheese pieces. How the hell that happened? Oh,
yeah, she had a little cheese game.
I really need to retire from my regular job so I can start having fun. But anyway. Yeah, so, but we do still plan on, we will be doing live stream races on the Friday of Genesis Week. We will still plan on airing everything remotely. So we'll be there in spirit and we'll be there on the air. So we'll be a part of it one way or another.
Yeah, you and Dak have to get your work on board that Genesis Week is like Christmas. It's like summer Christmas.
Right. I know. I tried. I even told them that they were going to pay for me to go, and they were like, nope, still can't go. Damn it.
That's a bummer, man.
So
yeah.
You said you know what? You know what? I think I feel like I just want to make like a leftovers booth and then just like and just get everybody who doesn't want their own booth and I'll just like rep all y'all.
Oh, and there you go. You
can send me the content. I'll put you on the little banner. We'll just have like you know, United Community, you know, booth. And I'll sit there, and then cheese, if you want to manner, like have little cheese pieces there. And we'll have a little thing for URL. We'll have something for the podcast. Anybody who, you know, doesn't want to dedicate a whole booth to themselves, I'll just man it. And, yeah.
Thanks, Kachow.
You're so nice. You're like, man, Chef looks like he's about to die. Dude, what's up?
Dude, I am a blonde-haired, blue-eyed, pale guy. I mean, that's just me. If I were a real television host, they would put so much makeup on me that it would look like I just dipped my face in a bowl of it.
Players Union booth. Ooh, yeah, we'll do a Players Union. Yeah, I don't even know.
There you go.
Sure we can figure something out, Lily.
Now, you said you had two announcements for us.
Yeah, so unfortunately, my next announcement is Dak is not able to make racing this week because he's leaving for spring break. So he is not going to be on the broadcast with me tomorrow. So I had to do some last-minute wrangling for not one, but two broadcasts that are happening tomorrow for a co-host that can help me run the show. So I'm going to announce it right now. We have a special co-host for each of our shows tomorrow for the URL races, race number 4 on Ithaca Run. We're going to have the one and only Elijah Judah is going to be joining us from the Real Note LA, and the owner of the Ithaca Run is going to be co-hosting with us tomorrow on the URL broadcast for that race. So we're very excited for that. He's been partnered with us since the very beginning. Doing simulcast for us in the Real Note LA Theater. And so we're super excited to have him on as a co-host tomorrow for the URL races that are happening. And then we're going to go hit it right over to...
Thanks for asking us.
Hold on. And so for the Upland Racing Series tomorrow, I was hard-pressed to find anybody... And honestly, I'm going to be completely honest, I didn't think either one of you would be available just because I know that you guys are busy also. So I had to resort.
But it would have been good to be asked.
Oh, I'm sorry. but anyway, I had to humble myself and belittle myself and go beg and borrow and compromise and all kinds of stuff. But tomorrow for the Upland Racing Series broadcast, we are going to be joined by X1 the Gamer. So he is going to join us for the live broadcast for that show tomorrow.
That's way better.
Better than us.
Also, based on the audience reaction, I feel like I'm gonna submit a booth for UpX World and Friends. And if you there want... And I'll put, like, last year, I'll pull out my one from last year. I think you had a lot of stuff on that.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think we were on there last year, yeah. Perfect. We're good to go.
We'll do it again. I'll do an UpX World and Friends. If you're not going to have a booth, but you want to represent, I'll set up a booth, and we'll throw a bunch of stuff on there. And
absolutely.
You did. We snuck a sandwich. Well, an actual monster sandwich. Like, it was embedded in there. It was sweet. It's one of my favorite things. I was literally going to sign up again just to have them make me a banner. So there it is. UpX World and Friends, assuming it gets approved, which it will, because they wouldn't not. If you have a smaller booth, you don't want to do your own booth. You just want to be a part of something, let me know. We got cheese. We got URL. UpX Podcast will be there. Anybody else wants to be in, you let me know.
Rock on. That's awesome.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. Not Dak. Mass.
Close.
Close.
You've been called worse. Let's be honest.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hell, I'm dying of the flu. If you ask you, you know.
Yeah.
Only in June, about the fifth of June. Only about the 5th of June, and you'll make a miraculous recovery by the 10th.
Okay. All right. Well,
it's a 5-day bug.
5-day bug.
But no, always glad to have you guys on, updating the community about the Upland Racing League. Love being the corporate sponsor, and
we love having you. And just one more thing, if she and Raza is out there listening anywhere, I need you to jump onto the URL server because you are a starter for heat number 2 tomorrow, and I need to put you into the driver channel. So she and Raza, if you're out there and you're listening, join the URL server and get in on the race channel.
If anybody knows
Shin Raza, you know, anybody
who can... friends, go all the Discord channels, you know, hashtag where's Shin Raza.
That's right.
Every time you say that name, I think of Dune 2.
I actually haven't seen that, but I know the character you're talking about.
You haven't seen it?
I have not. No, I've been trying to, but I don't have the 3 hours and 12 minutes to watch the damn thing.
You make that time. I've gone twice. I saw it once normal.
Nice.
With like the big recliner seats, and then I went and saw it in IMAX.
IMAX is what I was shooting for, yeah.
Highly recommend the IMAX experience.
Nice.
Thanks, Docs.
Thanks, Docs. Appreciate it.
I'll probably see it at least another one, if not two more times while it's still in the theaters.
Nice.
It's so good.
Really? All right. Yeah, so you talked me into good. It. Yeah.
I'm not a Dune, like, I liked the first Dune movie.
Yep.
I've not read the books. I'm not like some like Dune follower, but the cinematography, and it's like, it's one of those movies you have to see it in the theater. The sound and just the videography of it is insane.
Nice.
It's so good.
Nice. Well, I'll make a habit. I'll make it to go see it now since you are so on it.
No, like,
perfect.
Now I'm probably going to go see it again tomorrow because now I got myself.
Because now you talked about it.
I'm like, man, I bet there's probably a 10 p.m. showing here somewhere.
Right? For sure. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much again, and tune in tomorrow.
Yeah,
all the fun starts at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Pacific for the Upland Racing Series, right after the URL races, and we'll catch you on YouTube and Twitch and all of our media outlets. The Upland City Center Cafe. We're on everything.
Nice.
All right. Yep. Good luck tomorrow. And hopefully you get all your racers into the heats. And we'll look forward to the
update
next week.
All right. Thanks, guys. We'll see you.
All right. Take care, man. All right. St. Patrick's Day. They had the bundle going on sale.
Could you buy more than one of those? I just bought one.
You could buy more than one. After I bought the first one, I had a 60-minute countdown timer, and I just got busy and wasn't able to do that. And by the time I got back around to it, like 4 hours later, they were sold out.
So what? I'll be honest. I did not read this particular article. I bought the bundle because you guys were like, "Oh, you didn't do the thing." I was like, "Okay,
yeah."
Should I flip it, cheese? Is that what I should do? I don't flip. I haven't flipped anything, man. I'm a hodler.
So they had the block explorers. They had the 4 block explorers. And then they had the
10 legits.
And you're going to be able to burn different combos. And you need the legits to burn with the block explorer. And that will get you a map asset leprechaun. They have 3 different style of leprechauns. They just got different outfits with different names. And I do find that interesting. This is one of the things that was changed about map assets. If you make things like leprechauns or things that could look like life-type creatures, they need to be on pedestals now. So these leprechauns are on pedestals, so you can see that they are not lifelike, that they are statues. That was one of the changes that they did to the map assets, was having them put on pedestals. But there's different combinations to burn. They also did give away 10 lucky players will receive 50,000 UPEX if you burn one of the old block explorers or the legits. And the more that you burn, the more that you get, and 5 lucky players will get 0.2 spark.
Yeah, I'm with Cheese. I don't like burning things.
Me either.
Now, real life, I'm a pyromaniac. I'll set anything on fire. But, yeah, I don't know. I bought it. I got a block explorer and 2 of the things. I'm definitely not going to burn them. I probably won't flip them. I'll probably just hold them. I might try to buy the other block explorers.
No.
It feels so bad. It doesn't feel good to burn, like, items. Like, it's a weird thing. I know it's huge in the NFT, but it's like, if that doesn't happen in real life. Like, that doesn't, there's no, like, what, like, could you imagine going to, like, a card store and they're like, oh, yeah, if you put these 4 cards in a shredder, we'll give you this other card instead.
Right.
Like, you'd be like, that would feel so not good.
Even if it gives you, like Morchi said, it gives the most value, in my opinion, because you're burning something, so you're reducing the supply, but you're getting something that's unique, that's even more limited. But stop making the things cool that you want to burn. Make them janky and incentivize the burn. Or is that part of the strategy? Make you really decide that, do I want to keep this? Or does that drive the secondary market where you want to go out and buy another one so you can burn it in the combination? There's a lot of variables at play there.
I think I'm with Dizzy, though. It's one thing to burn legits. It's a whole nother thing to burn a block explorer, which is a valid, like, NFT format. Like, those can be drivers one day. Like, I don't want to burn my piece of pie. I like my little piece of pie.
And this time you got to burn, and you're not even burning a block explorer to get a block explorer. You're burning it to get a map asset.
Which, I like block explorers more than map assets because I don't have to waste room on a property. I can just store them all in my wallet.
And these block explorers are part of the St. Patrick's Day 24 series.
You should have Splint Lock on. What the hell is Splint Lock?
So I know you like collecting the series.
Yeah, I do like series. Oh, I was messaging somebody about the Black Friday set. I totally spaced on that. Somebody was selling a set of Black Friday block explorers on Facebook. With that said, I burned 6 legits and 3 BEs. Look at my comments. So put it up on my screen. I saw the Spark 8 has some, I don't, okay.
She likes seeing her comments.
You should have on Splint Lock. I don't know what Splint Lock is.
I think that's a player.
Cummings, oh, okay.
Oh.
Oh, you should have Splint Lock on, oh, like that player. Oh, I got it. Thank you, Kajal. Thank you. Got it. Hey, well, make it happen. Somebody tell Splint Lock to come on the show.
I'll reach out. I'll coordinate with somebody. I'll coordinate with Rock. We can make it happen.
That's context. I don't know who Splint Lock is.
I don't even know who half my kids are 3 days of the week, so.
Well, that's because you breed like rabbits.
Somebody's got to do it.
It ain't going to be me. If it was up to me, the human race would be done with this generation. But, hey, you know what? Mother Nature might do that for me, so we're good.
Yeah. Has the storms moved into your area?
No, it's surprise. It's eerily calm right now, actually. Also, let me tell you a story. This is a quick aside. So I don't remember if I shared with this on the stream last year, but last year some birds moved into my porch. Did I tell you this story?
No.
So on my porch, some birds moved in and they made a nest on the sprinkler on my balcony. And they are super protective. They were like chill. I was actually like putting out bird feed for them. And like I thought we were friends. Then they had kids and would attack me when I would go out on the porch. So I didn't go out on my porch the entire summer last year because I was afraid of these birds. Because they would like start circling and swooping and actually get like other birds. It was insane. So I thought, yeah, they won't come back. They started coming back this year. And also the other thing is they crapped all over my porch, like just huge piles of crap. It sucked to clean up. So this year they came back and I was like, oh man, what am I going to do? And so I put like a glass bubble over the nest because the nest is not like a normal bird's nest of like, you know, you like twigs. This shit is like cement, mud. Like, I don't even know how they made it, but I'm afraid to touch it because it's attached to the sprinkler and I'm pretty sure it's going to flood my entire apartment if I do anything. So I just put like a glass dome over it. And they have been attacking it, and, like, they are super pissed. And I went out there, and, like, the one mama bird, like, just was sitting there with, like a worm in her mouth, just, like, looking at me, like, you just, like, evicted us from our home. Like, what are we going to do? And I'm like, I don't know what to tell you, bro. You guys crapped all over my porch and wouldn't let me out all summer. And I feel terrible, but I don't know what else to do. No, this is real life.
Is that a game or real life thing?
No, this is real life. This is Angry Birds IRL, like, actually. Like, so I feel bad. They're, like, attacking it. And I'm not mean. I want my porch. I like sitting on my porch, and I can't because they're mean and they attack me. There were no eggs in the nest. No. There's no, I didn't trap their babies. The nest was empty. It was an empty nest. They didn't have babies yet. Like, I'm not a monster. That's why I was like, I have to do this before they lay eggs because I knew I couldn't do anything. Because, like, that's why I didn't call maintenance last year because I was like, if I call maintenance after they have babies, like, maintenance doesn't care. Maintenance is just going to wipe them all out. And I was like, I can't live with bird genocide. No. Yeah, they got evicted. Yeah.
The same bird ends a worm's life because it's hungry.
I mean, I might just sit out there. So what I'm hearing, Happy, is I should sit on my porch and eat fried chicken.
Yes.
And just like stare at them and just be like, yeah, what now? Top of the food chain.
Eating your cousin.
Eating your cousin. Nope. Anyway. Nope.
No. Why? No. What is wrong with you?
I said next.
But you.
You
started going down that path. Why? What is wrong with you? Oh my God. Oh, geez. All right. We saved the best for last. Let's hit up the
second. Wait, we're not done. The other thing that we have to do this episode, we have to go find out what I need to do to make sure I get my bonus for the season.
Yes.
So I think it would be great. We do me as an example. We can go check the leaderboard, see what activities I have and have not completed, and then spend some time to make sure that I get them. So that way I'm not sad when the season ends tomorrow.
All right. That's next. First off, we got to hit the secondary market. We did not forget. Something was very interesting. I don't know if it was the data sites or what, but the U.S. floor price did not change across the top 10 cities for the past week. At first, I thought it might have been a jail issue or something.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it jail?
Nope, because then I started looking individually at each city, and it just, I don't know if their blockchain scraper or what, but yeah, even if you looked at multiple different ways to validate, it stayed the same, which is very odd. Other than that, the UPEX floor price, nothing really jumped out for the week. Rutherford, that's a treasure hunting area. It did drop down. Somebody's probably just trying to unload a property, even though a lot don't move. And that dropped 19% down to 48,000 UPEX. Other than that, nothing exciting.
Yep.
This is the biggest discrepancy between your UPEX floor and your U.S. dollar floor price. Pretty good time to buy in, not financial advice, but if you want to get in for U.S. dollars and flip for UPEX, these are some of the cities you should target. But you got to be selective of it, as we always say, because you have to look at the volume of sales. Rutherford doesn't move a lot of properties. Doesn't move a lot of properties is an understatement. It moves very little properties in itself for UPEX or U.S. dollars. It usually moves about 100 properties a year on average right now. I mean, 100 properties a month per year on average.
Oh, 100 properties a month?
Yeah.
That's a lot more than I'm at. I mean, that's like three a day.
Yeah.
That's not nothing, actually, for Rutherford. I mean, it would be interesting to do a percent turnover, because then that's 1,200 properties a year against how many properties total? 40,000?
It's less. I think it's 29,000 properties total. It's something very low in Rutherford.
Yeah, so like, computer, what's... what percentage is 1,200 of 30,000? Gosh, somebody can do that math. Alexa, what's 1,200 divided by 30,000? Anyway, 60. 0.4. Wait, 6,800 ish? 7,000. I'm getting like those are significantly different numbers. 60,000 properties versus 7,000 properties is an order of magnitude different.
It might be 7,000. I'm
sorry. Don't leave the meta interest.
I'm sorry. I don't know all the.
No. It's not on you.
Yeah, 6,800 properties.
Yeah, so.
Santa Clara's got 25,000.
Yeah, so that's like 40%. No. Like, that's a massive turnover. Yeah, like, that's a huge turnover, actually. So, Rutherford goes through. It's half the size of Salt Lake. Yeah. So, honestly, 100 properties. Are you sure it's 100 properties a month?
Yeah. Last year.
I thought it was 100 properties total.
Last year, they did just under 1,600 total sales between UPEX and U.S. dollars for Rutherford.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, honestly, that's a pretty... I mean, that's a higher percent turnover than L.A.'s getting for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So...
Even though L.A. hits a lot of volume, but it's huge.
Yeah, anyway. So that would be interesting to know, like, percent of the city turnover. So it... Last year in like 2023, what percent of the city was resold on the secondary market? Yeah. And also, MetaVenturist called me out of using the show to complete gameplay that you should. It's called creating content. I'm helping the community. You're welcome.
All right. And then if we look at the other side of the spectrum, this is where you could buy in for UPEX and sell for U.S. dollars with the smallest difference, but you have to be selective. Buenos Aires, Staten Island are some of the better target areas along with Stockton.
Yeah. Yeah, Detroit and Rio, again, you're going to... And the other thing is in those cities, especially going to be competing with jail people a lot.
Yeah. All right. And then going back 12 weeks, it's the UPEX floor is looking good. A lot of green going on. 37% wow. In Rutherford, 42% in London, 42% in Miami. A lot of good gains there over the last 3 months. Rutherford's U.S. dollar floor up 38%. Other than that, that's been pretty stable on the U.S. dollar side.
I mean, this is really telling to me because, like, sometimes it's hard. You see week to week and you're like, a little bit of change here, a little bit of change there. But then, you know, taking the zoom out 12 weeks, I mean, This is, that's what, three months?
In December. Yep, 3 months.
Yeah. So, I mean, that, so those are some significant gains. And almost across the board, you're seeing gains. I mean, it's probably not a super surprise that Manhattan's continuing to settle down. I mean, we now have some other really interesting tier one cities that are released. I think there's enough other places that people want to be a part of. I also, I have to be honest, I think people are starting to realize that more popular, like larger cities and places that they can make kind of communities a little bit easier are probably going to be better in the long run than what they can get in Manhattan. So not surprising to see that continue to kind of settle in. Yeah. But like to see the green.
Absolutely.
6,816 properties in Rutherford. Exactly. Thank you, Rucurigo.
And then looking at the bottom cities, Stockton dropped 30% over the past week, down to 4,900 UPEX. Other than that, and then Rio dropped down to 4,500 UPEX. Other than that, not much to change, not much to talk about there.
Dizzy would like to clarify, Manhattan, Dizzy is the floor. I'm assuming Dex was.
Dizzy was the floor, yes.
Gotcha.
All right. Now, you want to look at...
Well, I want to help make sure, hey, if you're watching now, chances are if you're watching this after the fact, you've already missed it. However, and maybe we should do this during the season more regularly. Now, I will say, and this is, I was going to critique Upland about it. However, they covered it in their initial article saying that this one was not going to be in-app, but future ones, they would do it like they have the achievement system, which is funny because like there's things like I have not done since the achievement system has been out. Like I just hit visit 25 properties, which I know is bad. And like I haven't done a standard race and I haven't like done a treasure hunt since those the onboarding things come out. But I will say, like, having that in-game is going to be absolutely critical. I am really kind of scared for Upland to see how many people have forgotten about this or who didn't know about it. Like, it was kind of said and forgotten without it being in-app and, like, kind of screaming at you. Every single game I play, like, those kind of things are, like, they pop up every single time you log in. Like, hey, here's your active quest. Here's the things that you're doing. Like, making sure that you're reminded so that way you don't feel bad when you miss it.
And Upland, you know,
has not done that. And in fact, I don't know what in-game communication Upland has sent around the fact that all of this, like, yeah, warnings. Like, I don't know.
Look, bro, you're just not dedicated. I mean, Green Turtle hit 15.2%. Shut up. Dizzy hit 15.2, Shaq hit 15.2, Sunstar and OG hit 15.2, Funk hit 15.2, Just NFT 3 hit 15.2, Lily hit 15.2. I mean, you're slacking. Swirly hit it. Share this tab instead. But yeah, so expected award percentage. Look at all these people. They're just cashing in the 15. Green Turtle, Flo, Dizzy, Coach Funk, Sunstar, Lightning Leg. What?
Show it.
It's not.
Put it on the screen.
You're not seeing it?
No. You can see what we see. There you go.
Now it's there.
Well, now make it bigger.
Now you want me to make it bigger. You said to show it, so I was showing it.
All right. Zoom in. I can't read any of these names.
I'll zoom in.
Good on you. Look at this. Man, I love to see it.
But yeah, scrolling on down. Lily Field, Upland Dinger, Swarly. A lot of people hitting that. Blue Man, Doxed.
Hey, there's Doxed. That's a surprising amount of people that have hit this.
No, we're just lazy.
I mean, I don't even want to know what I'm at. I'm scared.
Oh, yeah. It's all lowercase. I forget.
It's like no data. That sounds about right.
So you didn't mint three properties.
I didn't mint three properties. The hell I didn't.
Brand new properties. You didn't mint. You bought six properties. You didn't win two, race five and win two. You logged in. You visited five cities, completed the structures, completed the models. You didn't do the competitive treasure hunts.
Wait, but I could. So in theory, So in theory, well, I just bought two properties yesterday because I bought the two things. What is going on?
I don't know. This thing hates my screen or my mouse. You didn't collect five standard treasures.
No, I haven't done any treasure hunting. So I need to do some treasure hunting, some racing.
You didn't apply your frost ornament for 3 weeks. You had to have
it took me two weeks to figure out how the hell to do it.
It was plain and simple when they released the article. It said, put a frost ornament on your property for a minimum of 3 weeks. I don't know why you needed 2 weeks to figure that out.
Remember, if
it took 2 weeks, you still had 4 weeks left in the season.
Well, wait, when did I? But see, now that's bullcrap. Because when did I release that article? Because remember, I showed it. I showed on the show that I did that. Remember, because I even did a whole presentation on it.
I think it was. I don't know. It's been more than 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's definitely been more than 3 weeks.
Did you take it off?
I don't even know that I know how to do that.
But you still get your 14.7, so you're okay.
All right, that's all I really cared about. But, and super easy. I mean, I'm a little mad about the, because in theory, if it wasn't for that frost, so what you're saying is without that frost ornament thing, I can't.
Right.
So it's not even worth, like, it's not worth me trying.
No. You got your 14.7.
I got my 14.7, which is really what I was, like, I wanted to do. I didn't think, like, if you got that 15.2, go you. Like, that is freaking awesome. That's taking initiative. That's taking advantage. Like, those people, you're the real Upland players. Like, if you get 15.2, you're a true Upland player, full stop. If you're a 14.7, you're a casual. In Upland, at this point, for the frost season, I'll raise my hand and go, I was a casual player. Casual player here. I got my 14.7. If you're 15.2, you're a real player. Congratulations. Tip of the hat. Like, because that's awesome. How close did you get?
I didn't have my frost up for 3 weeks. I didn't race, and I didn't get the three competitive treasure hunts.
So essentially the exact same thing as me.
No, I minted three properties.
I mean, I could go. I feel like maybe I didn't. I mean, I definitely minted two.
Yeah, I was going to.
Wait, when did I mint all those?
You bought secondary.
No, for the racetrack.
Oh, that was way before frost season.
Oh, was it?
So anyway. Kachow wants to know, is it really worth it to do all that extra? And actually talking to the people that completed it, it wasn't really that hard for them.
No, I mean, it wouldn't be. And again, here's the thing. It's not as much about that 0.5%. Like, that's the thing. Is like, it's just the level of dedication. To me, and especially once you have it in the interface, but that is, see, this is the thing about gaming. The 14.7 people versus the 15.2 people is the difference between a casual player and a true upland player. Full stop. Like, I will fight somebody on that. Like, if you got to 14.7 and said that's good enough, you're a casual. Full stop.
And they did announce today that the people that got the 15.2 are getting a badge for the front.
No, you shut them. Get bent. I already knew where you were going with that. You don't agree? Well, that's because you're a casual. And I'm not saying that you're not casual outside of them. Like, you might be an active community member, but you are not a dedicated upland player if you didn't get the 15.2, because those activities were not that hard. And they took effort, but yeah. The extra is annualized over a full year too. It's in reality, it's only next season. Yeah. It's there's nothing. Casual is not bad. Casual is not bad. Casual just means that of all of the priorities in your life, upland isn't up there. Like, and that's completely okay. You're playing it casually. It doesn't mean that you're inactive. It just means that you play it like, oh, I'm going to go do these things. And it's not, but if you were like a true, like, I'm an upland gamer, but that's the difference. A true, like, when I was playing World of Warcraft, the difference between like the tier one gear and like the casual gear that you could go just get from normal raiding was microscopic. Like, it really was not worth the squeeze, so to speak. It's the prestige. It's the dedicated effort to say, this means something to me. I am an upland gamer and I want to get 15.2%. It is not about, ooh, I'm going to make a bunch of money from it. It's the prestige of being at 15.2 when the rest of the casuals are at 14.7. That's the difference. And a true gamer recognizes that. And I say, if you got to 15.2, you are a true upland gamer. Congratulations. That's freaking awesome. If you are at 14.7, welcome to the casuals. Nothing wrong with that. The vast majority of us are casuals. I'm a casual when it comes to upland. A lot of my other games, I am not casual. I've gone hardcore, and every percentage counts. Every percentage counts.
Oh, this is your brain on creatine. So treasure hunting is mobile only. The people that don't race, you know, they might not have a vehicle. There's a lot to it, so it is much for the experienced player, the uplander that is an executive or a pro.
Casual. It's okay. Like, let's call it what it is. If you don't have a car, if you aren't doing treasure hunting, if you are... Really? Muted my mic?
I didn't mute your mic. I didn't mute it. That's not me. You know who's trolling you now. That's not me.
Dizzy, I will show you on this screen. That's the thing. Racing, and can you race with does go-kart racing count for this?
It just says races. You just have to race five races, win two of them. So if you want to stack it with your buddies on the Northumberland track, you go ahead and do that, you know.
Not buying three new collections. Honestly, like, that's cool. Then you're casual. Like, there's nothing wrong with being casual. Just own it. You don't want to put in the effort to get all of the little bits and bobs. That's cool. You're casual.
So basically what you're saying, if you went that extra mile to get the 15.2, Upland should create a badge so you're a 15.2 percenter. True Upland badge? True Uplander.
I wouldn't be mad at it if, like, they made your Frost badge gold. If you got 15.2 and you got and you did the Frost season, if they embellished that badge, then that would be cool. I like that. Like that would be, I think that would be appropriate to say you went into the season and dedicated it and we burned the badge. No, you burned.
No.
I think, and again, I would own that I didn't get it. Like that would hurt me. Like for the record, if Upland did that, it would hurt my soul a little bit. And I would probably fight them on my Frost thing because I have the documentation. Like I definitely have a property that I put one, I went out, I bought the stupid thing. I put it on my property and I could easily get the other ones now. I might do that just in case.
Well, you have to go to, you got to do your five races, win two of them. You have to complete three new collections. You got to.
I already did that. I completed the collections.
You completed three collections?
Yeah, because I have so many collections that I haven't even done.
Oh, okay. Now, this was something that I was thinking about, you know, leading up to the new city release of South Lake Tahoe was, hey, some people have a lot of collections, a lot of the basic collections that were easy to complete. And for the more complicated collections, that's spending a lot of UPEX or US dollars to get them. But then if you're expecting some sort of expansion or new city release sometime in the season, and it also makes you think about when you want to complete a collection, because I wasn't going to get the three collections until Lake Tahoe's collections were released today, and I was able to complete three of those.
Yeah. Yeah, I got lucky because I've been slacking on just filling my collection. So I would say I think that they release enough cities. And again, here's the thing. If you are the person that owns that many collections, like I think – I mean there's like one or two people – they have the money to go buy into it. If not, there's plenty of new cities that I'm sure that you could go buy the floor at or buy one of the blue collections and complete a new collection. Also, I mean, they released like all kinds of random collections, the World Traveler collection and other stuff like that. Well, so
you got the neighborhood collections. So each
the neighborhood collection,
but you got to be in that neighborhood. And once a neighborhood becomes a collection, their secondary sales price really goes up.
Would love to see those stats. But yeah. And we'll see what next season holds, right? Because again, I think that they're going to take, they'll probably like do a cross section, what percent completed what activities. I would love to see that data, Upland, show what percentage of people Stockton, Trenton, and South Lake Tahoe all this season. There you go. Thank you, Midadventurist. I would love to see that as a breakdown of what percent of Uplanders completed each set. I would love to see the percentage of people that got the 15.2. Obviously, that data is out there. When sell three properties for USD for a profit. I mean, that's profit is not necessarily easily defined, but yeah.
Yeah.
And, all right.
And that's the other thing is this was the first season. We're going to have a couple weeks off before the second season starts. And it's not going to, I don't think they're going to repeat the exact same things. You do have people, you know, so we had racing this time, and you do have your NFLPA legit collectors. What about Block Explorer collections? There's a lot of different things they can do per season, and I think it's a way to keep it interesting and keep the community engaged. And I think, you know, they're going to cater to everybody's interests with a different, whatever you want to call them, different sections out there in
up. I would say I would be surprised if it's not 90% the same. I mean, it's going to be visit the cities. It's going to be the collection. It's going to be the properties. It's going to be the treasure hunt. It's going to be the racing.
I don't know if it's going to be the racing because once again, you got to have a car.
Yep. Look, if you don't have a car or a go-kart, you're definitely a casual. Let's be very clear about that. Again, you guys take it such bad. Like, it's okay. But like, you're not, you can't play Upland in a meaningful way if you don't have a car. Especially not anymore. And there's no excuse.
Fall should include NFLPA collections or else they're all casual. That's a fair statement there because fall football's going on. I agree with that.
I don't disagree with that. I think you need to be engaged in every part of Upland to a degree. Do you need to win an NFLPA contest? No. But should you have to fill one of the NFLPA collections? Yeah. Like, yeah, I think. And if you don't, then you're probably a casual because you're not, you don't care that much. There's no game that I play casually or that I play that's non-casual. Like if I'm playing it hardcore, I'm in every event. You're in everything. You are trying to max out as much as possible, regardless of the return on investment. It's not about the return on investment. It's about your dedication to that game.
You're a good reverse manipulator. Good way to make those casuals buy a car.
I don't care. Stay casual. I don't need you to drive. I got my cars. I got my collection. We're good.
All right. Are you done stirring the pot for the evening?
That's not even stirring. I didn't even think that was that controversial. I don't even know why you're mad. What's the argument? No, I didn't play Upland. But I'm hardcore about Upland. No, you're not. If you didn't get 15.2, you ain't that hardcore about Upland. Sorry. you aren't serious if you haven't shopped at Blues Blocks. Facts. I think I shopped at Blues Blocks. Oh, man. Did I go to L.A. and then not go buy my freaking thing from your shop? Dang it. I'm back in Fresno. Son of a...
Why are you in Fresno?
Because I had to go mint that property.
Oh.
We want the controversy. We want the negativity. There's no... I mean, I'm not negative about it. I am serious. I was in because I was in LA and I got distracted and I went to go mint my Beverly Hills property from the thing. And then I was like, oh my God, my Fresno property. So then I flew and took the train and now I'm in Fresno. Ah, I'll get back to LA eventually.
And don't forget to stop by Spooky Dookies for the wild sale that's going on. Buy any two of a combination of Coffin's Bony Secrets or Shadows, or I can't even remember all my asset names. Yeah, I'm spacing on the other one. But anyway, buy any two of the 20,000 ones, get one for one UPEX or a burner. Buy any two of the OG Gravestone and the Harvest Pillar and get one for one UPEX or a burner, or buy any two of the Gravebreaker, a pumpkin pipsqueak, and get one for one UPEX.
Yeah, I know. I didn't, you know, if you don't love your property, you don't have to mint it. I know. I feel weird about it. I wonder how many people don't mint them.
That would be interesting.
I couldn't. Like, my brain was like, that's what you paid for. Go mint it. So I was like, I'm going to go mint this. And I mean, it's a 5,500 up square property in Fresno. It's a weird thing. It was just like, that's my property. I don't want somebody else to own it. I don't know why. Like, it would be weird to me. Feels weird not to mint. Like, that's what I paid for. I'm going to go mint it. That's funny. I'm very curious. Cause that means, my Fresno property was like 80,000 UPEX. It was super cheap for like the up square. I think it's the largest up square property I own now. Yeah, I'm going to probably, you know what? Maybe I'll stay in Fresno and when they release, because there'll be a bunch of like probably large 5,000 up square properties for sale.
I'll be watching the Manhattan market and watching how those go.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, because I think everybody has till the 19th to mint these properties, and after that it goes up to anybody. That's why I'm hanging out in Manhattan right now, depending on what pops up.
I mean, what's the likelihood? I mean, because we all get busy. Like, what happens if somebody want, like, they didn't realize that they want a firehouse, so they just saw, and they're just like, oh, whatever, I'm not going to go to Fresno.
Because you get the email, and it just gives you the property addresses, and if you didn't have, you know, if you don't have the properties there memorized, you don't have the Fresno firehouses memorized, you could have got one and not realized it. They're like, oh, I got a Fresno property, I'm not even going to go there, and ta-da, it's a firehouse.
Yeah, no, the property, so Rodrigo, the properties are locked, but they unlock, so like you have until the 19th, and it's like in the email, it says like the exact time and date, you have until this time and date, and at that time, it becomes public sale. It's like, it's kind of like Monopoly, well, again, depending on which rules you play of Monopoly, where it's just like, oh, you didn't buy that property, does it go up for sale? Anybody can buy it.
Right.
I don't like that. That's bull crap. But in Upland, maybe I'll snag a, I might go hunt, I might like go scope out some properties in Fresno.
My son was playing Monopoly up the street with some of the neighbor kids, and he's like, Dad, I want to be the banker next time we play. I'm like, why? He goes, you get an extra $100 every time you pass go. I'm like, no, you don't. He goes, well, that's how they were playing. And I'm like, I go, you got conned by the banker. I said, I'm like, the banker doesn't get extra money because that's, they're the banker. I said, but awesome. Good job for that. I mean, and this is one of the few times he's played, but he's still learning. So, and then just the look on his face that he's like, oh, I got scammed.
But you know what, though? Like, no, he needs to play it close to the vest and play it like he doesn't know it. And then just be like, well, no, I want to be the banker. And then be like, I get the extra 100 now. That's what your rules said.
Right. I said, that sounds like house rules there, buddy. And he's like, what are house rules? I'm like, oh, there's so many versions of Monopoly with house rules.
Wait. All right. Do you put – so, like, whenever you, like, pay fines, do you put them in the center?
Free parking, yeah.
For free parking?
Yep. That's a house rule. Yep.
I love a big fat free parking.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Anyway.
All right. What else you got before we get out of here for the week?
No, that'll do it.
All right. Everybody, hope to see you in Vegas. If you can make it there, get your tickets, get your time booked at the Sahara, and it's going to be a good time. I'll be there Wednesday through Saturday. And I know you're looking, Wednesday through Sunday?
Yeah, I probably need a day to recover. Extra day to recover.
I got to get home to the kids because they're only going to be kids for so long, and I take advantage of it.
It's 1 week. Calm down, Benjamin Buttons. Jeez, old Pete.
It goes quick.
Oh, my God.
Got to appreciate what you got. Stop hating on me. Leave me alone.
I know. My goodness. Ugh, how dare you?
I'll have fun with all you guys. All right, everybody, be safe. Have fun. We'll see you out there in the metaverse. Until next week.
The Auburn Podcast with the property expert. If it's happening in Upland, it's the place you want to check first. With your host, too stupid to win and thank me later. Bringing a strategy, news, and cool charts with all the data. This is Upland, where the metaverse goes down. Genesis, San Fran, Rio, and all around. Don't miss a week, you never know what they'll say next. It's the Upland Property Experts, baby, UPX.